Alrighty, so a lot of you guys said that you guys wanted to hear the story of the time that I hit the cop car while drunk. It's just like I know other people like on Gone Wild Audio probably like upload story times or like other like non-sex related audios about like their hobbies or like their day, and then there's me who like uploads audios of like stupid shit that I do. I mean, I hopefully you guys are getting a laugh out of this, but I've done so many stupid things in my life, like breaking my foot by stepping in a pothole out of corn maze. I also one time broke my grandma's toilet. That sounds bad, like I broke her toilet, but like it wasn't, I was drunk and I tipped over, like it I bumped like the water reserve on the back of the toilet where the water gathers so it flushes. I don't know how what I did, but I bumped it and it fell and it shattered. And so it was like water going everywhere in the bathroom. It's the stupidest thing. I just get myself into the dumbest, just the dumbest situations. But yeah, oh, and I'm not sure if you just listened to my new audio, but hopefully you came from there. If you're one of those people that is doing no nut November, what's wrong with you? Why do you want to die? Like, I don't get that. I know you guys probably think that like I don't really, because I only like post like once a week, sometimes 2 times a week, but it's not super common. But like, I actually masturbate every day and I just can't even. How can you go a whole month without masturbating? It's like not even like that's not humanly possible. I'm just kidding. I know it's humanly possible, but like what's wrong with you, bruh? Like dead ass. Okay, so my parents have this like really big Halloween party every year, and it's a pretty big party. My parents live in a cul-de-sac. Oh, there's a Sound of Music commercial on. I'm sorry. My parents live on a cul-de-sac, in a cul-de-sac. If you guys don't know what a cul-de-sac is, oh my God, I just said cul-de-sac like 5 times. If you don't know what a cul-de-sac is, it's like one of those streets that are like in a U. Like the houses are in a U and you can't, there's like no exit out of the street. You have to go in that U and then it empties you out to the street that you came from. And so my parents have this like really big Halloween party. My parents have like a really big group of friends, and me and my brothers like joke all the time that if my parents were like swingers, we wouldn't be surprised because they have a really big group of friends. Like it's like 10 couples and they always hang out and they have like, oh my God, that sounds like swingers. I just realized that. It's a joke. Like, I don't know if my parents are swingers. If they are, oh God, I just don't. Anyway, so my dad and my stepmom, they like throw this really big party. And it's become such a big deal that like for the sake of like the neighborhood, like my parents have like talked to like the HOA association and stuff. And so like, well, like the homeowners association, about like closing the cul-de-sac during the party because like the parking is ridiculous, like the cul-de-sac gets packed. And so, per like the HOA, they actually started, closing the cul-de-sac. And they also, my parents also like hire like off-duty policemen, in uniform that like take care of the door because a few years back they had like a lot of minors come and they were drinking. And of course, if you live in the US, you know that the legal drinking age here is 21. And so if you like give a child, not a child, like a minor, alcohol or whatever, like then you get like fined or you go to jail or I don't know. I don't know the law. And so I mean, I was 18 once and my friends would buy me beer, but like, I don't know what happens when people get arrested for to do like, anyway, I'm not important. Anyway, so I'm at this party and my cousin, oh, well, like, and so the whole family, like we, since I live pretty far away from, it's kind of a drive from my parents' house. I usually will, you know, when I go, I spend the night. And so our whole, like, the people that were, like, staying there, and my parents, like, good friends and stuff, they were all parked in the cul-de-sac. It wasn't until, like, when we actually, like, when it, like, the party starts getting pretty big, that's when we close it down. And so, like, close the cul-de-sac. I just said cul-de-sac again. And so my I'm at the party, like, having a good time, drinking, you know. And so my cousin comes over and he's like, hey, I need you to move your car. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And he's like, I'm leaving. Like, I need to pull my truck out. And you're parked behind me. Can you pull your car out? And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, of course. And so, like, I asked him, I was like, where are you going? Because he was supposed to be spending the night. He's like, oh, I'm going to Whataburger. And I'm like, you are? And he's like, yeah, do you want to come? And I was like, fuck yeah, I do. If you've never had Whataburger before, like, I feel so bad for you. I am from California, born and raised in LA. And everyone always says, like, In-N-Out is so good. And I used to think that. And then I moved to Texas and I ate Whataburger. And I was like, yeah, In-N-Out, you got to go. Like, let's go. You're out. I'm booting you. You're gone. You've been replaced. Like, Whataburger is really, really good. It's my favorite. And it's just the shit. Like, I'm sorry. If you're going to download this because you're from California, like, it's not my fault that Whataburger is better than In-N-Out. Just saying. Anyway, so my cousin's like, you're going to Whataburger. And I was like, oh, I want to go. And he's like, yeah, let's go. Cool. Like, whatever. And I was like, let me go pull my car out while my cousin, you know, did drunk things inside the party. So I go outside and I get in my car, and as, like, I'm getting in my car, I look at my rearview mirror, and, like, I couldn't see anything outside of out of my back window, because it was like you know how, like, it gets foggy, like, when it's cold, when it's starting to get cold outside. It's like, it was, like, foggy. And so, like, I couldn't see anything, but I figured, like, I'm not even going to turn on the heater in here, because, like, I'm just pulling the car out. My cousin will, you know, whatever. And so I start backing up. And my brother is coming down the driveway. And then I hit something. And I just hear my brother go, oh, shit, because I had the windows down. And my little brother's 20. And so he runs up to the car and he's like, dude. And I'm like, what did I hit? And he's like, you hit the cop car. And I'm like, no. He's like, yes, you did. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, dude. It wasn't just, like, a cop car. It was, like, one of those brand new Mustang cop cars. Like, the brand spanking ones that they get. And they're super nice, obviously. And so I'm like, no, I didn't. He's like, yes, you did. So I, like, look up and I see the two policemen walking down the driveway coming towards me. And I'm like, fuck. I was like, shit. Oh, my God. So then I still had my car on. And so the cop comes around to my side of the passenger seat and he's like, can you turn the car off? Turn the car off. And I was like, okay. And so, like, I turned the car off. And then one of the cops, first of all, was just, like, a massive asshole, like, from the beginning. I was also, I don't know why, but I was very, very sassy. Like, I'll get into that in a second. For some reason, like, it's like my drunk mind did not comprehend the fact that I hit the fucking cop car, because I was so defensive. Like, I was so defensive, and I was like so just like, just, it was dumb. Like, I don't know why. If I was the cops, I would have arrested me. And so fucking the cop comes around. He's like, turn the car. I was like, I turned the car off. And then he's like, you hit my car. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then he's like, are you drunk? And I was like, maybe. Yeah, I've been drinking. And the guy's like, why are you trying to drive if you've been drinking? And I was like, I'm not trying to drive. I was just pulling my car out. And he's like, but you hit my car. And I was like, but yeah, but I was just pulling my car out. And he's like, but you are behind the wheel of a car, like, you're driving. And I was like, I'm not driving. I'm just pulling my car out. Like, this is literally, this is me. And he's like, Just like him going back to you, I think what he was trying to say was like, okay, you're not supposed to be behind the wheel of a car. Because you, like, as soon as you get in that driver's seat, like, it's, you hit a car, like, you're, like, that's your, it's an automobile, you're driving it. But my point was, I'm not driving, I'm just pulling out. Like, it was dumb. And so the cop is like, we were going back and forth. He's like, you hit my car. And I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't going anywhere. And he's like, but you're behind the wheel of a car. And I'm like, so I start getting annoyed. And I'm like, okay, uh-huh. And he's like, what's he telling me? He's like, do you have your license and your insurance? And I'm like, I don't have my license. I don't have my wallet on me. And he's like, do you have a light? I was like, yeah, I have a license. The fuck is your problem? I didn't say that. I was like, yes, I have a license. And he's like, do you have insurance? I was like, yes. And so I give him, I didn't have my license. I didn't have my purse on me. And so like, I give him my insurance. And then my brother by this point is like on the side of the passenger seat. And I look over the passenger's window and he's like, stop talking. Because my brother could tell already that I was getting annoyed and I was going to start being sassy. And my brother's like, stop talking. And the cop is like, what did he say? He's like, is this the first time? He's like, is this the first time that you've been in an accident? And I was like, well, this isn't an accident. That's literally what I said. And I know some of you guys are listening to this right now and you're like, boy, this girl's a mess. Yeah, no. Yeah, she, I love drunk. Like, I like drunk me, don't get me wrong. She's very fun, but I don't trust her. Like, she's just, like, if I got to meet drunk me as sober me, like, if sober me and drunk me were in the same room together as two different entities, I think that sober me would be like, I'm gonna stab this girl. Please don't stab anyone. I'm sorry if anybody's offended because I said that I was gonna stab drunk me. But, the cop's like, is this the first time you've been in an accident? And I was like, this isn't an accident, first of all. And the guy's like, but you hit a car. And I was like, but no one got hurt. It's not an accident. And then he's like, okay, is this the first time that you have like an altercation behind the wheel of a car? And then I was like, yeah. And then the guy's like, the cop goes, really? And then I was like, yes. And he's like, wow. That's what he said. He goes, wow. And then I looked at him and I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, what does what mean? I was like, why do you say wow? And he's like, just, I don't know. And then I'm like, you can't believe that I've never been in an accident before. Why? Because I'm a woman. And then the guy goes, what? And I was like, yeah, you can't believe that I've never been in an accident before because I'm a woman and women can't drive. And then he's like, that's not what I said. And I was like, that's what you insinuated. And he's like, I'm not insinuating anything. And I was like, whatever. I was like, I heard you. And it's because I'm a woman. And the guy's like, just looking at me like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then then he tells me, this is like a guy, this cop is a dick though. And he's like, what did he tell me? He's like, how did you get here? And I'm like, what? He's like, how did you get here? And I'm like, how did I get where? He's like, here. I'm like, to this location? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm in my car. Do you not see me sitting in my car? I drove here. And he's like, oh, no, but how did you find out about this party? And I was like, actually, this didn't happen until afterwards. So I'm like, yeah, you're trying to say that I can't drive because I'm a woman. He's like, that's not what I said. And then I was like, that's what you insinuated. And the other cop was like, hey. Oh, no. He was like, I was like, that's what you insinuated. And this dude's like, you know that I could take you in, right? And I was like, what? He's like, you know, I can take you in. And then I was like, so you're going to arrest me? And then the other cop was like, hey, we're not talking about, nobody said arrest you. And I'm like, he just said he's going to take me in. And the cop's like, yeah, but we didn't exclusively use the word arrest. And I'm like, the fuck? And I told him, I was like, do you guys think I'm stupid? Like, do you think I just like, I'm an idiot? I'm like, you literally just said you're gonna take me in. You think I don't, like, just because you didn't use the word arrest that you're, I don't know, you're, that's like you saying that you're gonna arrest me? And then the cop's like, but we didn't use that word. And I was like, oh, this is bullshit. And he's like, excuse me? And I was like, this is bullshit. I'm like, are you gonna arrest me or not? And so like after that, like everything that they would ask me, I would just say like, well, are you gonna arrest me? And he's like, how old are you? And I'm like, well, are you going to arrest me? Are you going to arrest me then? Are you going to take me in? Come on. Like, are you going to arrest me? My brother at this point is still on the passenger side outside the door. And he's like, stop talking. You're going to get arrested. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, So I was so annoyed. And then the cop's like, what'd he say? He's like, what are you supposed to be? And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, what are you dressed as? And I was like, I'm Reagan from The Exorcist. Can you not tell? Do you not see me right now? And then he asked me like, and that's when he asked me like, how did you get here? And I was like, how did I get where? He's like, to this location. And I was like, I drove here to not see me in the car. He's like, oh, that's right. And then he goes, yeah, but how did you find out about this place? And I was like, find out about what? He's like, about this party. And I'm like, this is my parents' house. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, my parents hired you to be here. Like, this is my parents' house. And like, my brother's standing there, and my brother had been telling me, like, I'm gonna call dad. And I was like, don't call dad, because I knew my dad was gonna come out and just like start giving me shit. And so I'm just like, I'm like, this is my parents' house. And he's like, yeah, oh, this is your parents? I'm like, yeah, this is my parents' house. Like, you're fucking, I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, I'm like, I have shit to do. Like, I think at one point I was like, I don't need this right now. And the cop was like, dude, you hit my car. Like, and then my brother was like, I'm gonna go inside and call dad. And so he like went inside, and then the cop was like asking me like if I lived around there. And I was like, you can take that information once you arrest me. Like, I was just stupid. If I was them, I would have fucking arrested myself. And so he, like any other sane girl, would have started crying and been like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. And just like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so stressed out. My makeup didn't come out the way I wanted it to. And like, and me, I was just like, no, like, I thought that I was like, it's just the dumbest thing. And so like, then my dad comes out, and then he's like, what's going on? And then the cops, their attitude completely changed. They're like, oh, well, do you know this girl? And then my dad's like, can she get out of the car? And then the guy's like, yeah, she can get out of the car. And I'm like, this motherfucker, you just said I couldn't. So I get out of the car. And then, the cop is like, do you know her? And he's like, yeah, I know her. She's my daughter. And then the guy's like, oh, we weren't aware that she was your daughter. And then my dad's like, what's going on? And the guy's like, she hit my car. So my dad goes around the back of the car and looks at the cop car, and he's like, where? And so they're looking at the car. You couldn't even see where I hit him. Like, you couldn't see. It was like a tiny dent, like the tiniest dent. And then the cop is like, right here. And my dad's like, okay, but that, he's like, you can't even see that. Like, he's like, so what's going on? And then the cop was like, we're just getting her information. And my dad's like, well, are you guys going to arrest her? And the cop was like, no. And then my dad's like, then why are you guys sitting out here, like, hassling her? Like, if you're not going to arrest her anything, what's the point of you being out here? And then, the cop's like, oh, well, he was just like saying stupid shit. And then my dad was like, is she like, can she go back inside? Like, I'm paying you guys. Like, my dad's the reason that they were there, you know? Like, he's like, I'm paying you guys. Like, that's the reason you guys are here. You guys are taking care of the door. So are you guys going to arrest her or not? If not, so you guys can go back to taking care of the door. And the other cop was like, no. And then my dad's like, couldn't she go back inside? And the guy was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, fucking dick. And then my dad's like, all right. And so I go inside, and like, my dad didn't say anything to me. But I was like, I already knew. Because me and my dad, like, my family is very, like, we all, like, lay into each other. Like, we talk a lot of shit. And so I knew that my dad was going to bring it up at some point. Like, tell me, like, damn, you fucking hit a cop car. And so I go back inside. By this point, like, everybody had already heard that I had fucking hit a cop car. My cousin came out and saw me sitting with the cops. And he still left to Whataburger. He left me there in my car. And so I'm, like, sitting. I'm, like, inside the party. I'd already sobered up by this point. And everyone's like, dude, did you hit that cop car? I was like, yeah, I did. Like, people were coming out of the party and showing up to the party while I was, like, sitting in my car talking to these cops, like, fighting with the cops. So, like, people saw me, like, out there. And so people were like, did you hit that cop car? And I'm like, yeah, I did. And they're like, damn, that's crazy. I'm like, yep, it is. It's so crazy. And so, like, the next day, my dad is like, what happened with that cop? I'm like, nothing. Nothing happened. And he's like, how did you hit a cop? I was like, I couldn't look out the fucking windshield, dad. It was foggy. And just like, my parents just like love to bring it up all the time. Like, all the time. Like, the last time I saw my dad, like, we went to dinner. I was like driving us to dinner, and I was driving, and he was in the passenger seat, and he told me, he was like, he's like, Mija, don't take this the wrong way, but you drive like shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Who says that? He's like, I'm just saying. Because he says I speed. And I was like, I don't drive like shit. My dad's like, well, you hit a cop car. I'm like, Dad, that's not the point. Like, that's not, that doesn't apply here. Like, so my family gives me a lot of shit for it. But yeah, like, I don't, even to this day, I don't understand what capacity, like, why couldn't I just, like, go into, like, drunk girl mode? Like, crying, you know? Like, crying in the bathroom or something. A few years ago, like, a few years back, my cousin got married, and I was wearing this dress, and I have tattoos on my legs, so my mom doesn't like tattoos. She hates them. And I was wearing this dress up to, it hit my knee, and I have, my right calf, like, tattooed. And I came out in this dress, and my mom was like, no, wear pants. And I knew why she said it. She wanted me to put pants on because she didn't want me to go showing my legs. And so she's like, no, put on pants. And I'm like, no. And my sister's like, what are you talking about? She looks great. And my mom's like, no, you need to put pants on. And so, like, for the rest of the day, like, I was super, super upset. And my mom was like, my mom is very, very dry, and she's very, like, very, not cold, but she's just, like, very stern. And so I felt like shit the rest of the day. Like, I was gonna sing at my cousin's wedding, and so I was, like, really excited about it. I was really nervous about it, and then my mom made me feel really bad about what I was wearing. And so we go to the wedding and everything, and then my aunt, my mom's sister, comes over to me, to my table, and she's like, your mom, while you were singing, she's like, your mom said, oh, doesn't she look beautiful today? And my aunt was like, yeah, you should tell her that. And my mom was like, what? And she's like, you should tell your daughter you think she looks great. And my mom was like, she laughed, and she was like, no, like, who cares if my daughter feels bad about herself? But so that's not the point. My point is, like, what I was trying, but the point of this story is, my mom started drinking. My mom never drinks, but that night she was drinking, and she got buzzed, and she came over to my table, and she was like, get up so I can take a picture with you. She was like, let's take a picture together. And I was like, okay. And I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, getting ready to take a picture. She's like, get up. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, full length picture. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, you told me this morning you didn't like how I looked. And so we took this picture, and then my mom, when we finished the picture, like, my mom is not very, she's not affectionate at all, actually, not even very affectionate, my mom's not affectionate, and she gave me a hug, and she was like, you look so beautiful, and then she went back to her table, and I was drunk, and I remember I sat there, and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I went to the girls' bathroom, and I, like, cried for an hour in the stall. Like, why couldn't I be that person on the night that I hit the cop car, like, just crying and be like, oh my god, I'm just, like, so emotional, oh my god, I didn't mean to hit your car, instead of being like, well, are you gonna arrest me then? Arrest me then. Are you gonna arrest me? Okay, then arrest me then. Like, it's the stupidest thing. I don't know if you guys have ever had that happen to you, where you're, like, just an idiot, and you know that you're being an idiot, but you can't stop being an idiot. That's, like, me, like, 5 times a week, honestly. This is super long, I'm so sorry. Yeah, so that's the story of how I hit a cop car and I didn't get arrested. Let me know if you guys want to hear the story of how I broke my grandma's toilet, I guess. Or if you guys want to hear any other stories. Or you know what? Actually, just drop anything in the comments for this audio, and tell me, like, something that you guys want to hear. Like, if you guys want to hear about my first time, or, like, my first kiss, or, like, my most embarrassing thing that happened to me, like, my favorite thing, like, the first time I dyed my hair. Like, I don't know. Just, like, come up. I mean, I guess I'll just talk about anything. So, yeah. I don't know. But, yeah. Thanks for listening to this. I don't think there's anybody that's going to finish this audio. And, yeah. I'm going to go now. Bye.